This recording, Hellas 2, Greece 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'll tell you a little story of the possessed man. When I was 11 years old, I went with my father to spend Easter ceremonies and the Easter break in a Greek monastery near the town where I grew up. It was Friday, and we entered the monastery about 7 a.m. for the morning mass. There were rumors in the monastery that a man would come to partake in the ceremony that was possessed by spirits. As we were all gathered in the church and the ceremony had started, this man came in, accompanied by 2 other men who were just standing behind him. When he entered the monastery, when he entered the temple of the monastery, he started screaming abuse towards the priest and the nuns that were there. And suddenly he started becoming very violent. People at that moment started running outside of the temple in terror. As he started smashing candelabras and kicking chairs really, really violently. I remember my father and 4 other men trying to subdue him, and it was really impossible. I remember they pushed him down on the floor, 5 strong men holding him, and him with just a shrug threw him all away. And then in a deep voice started cursing the priest. At that time, while he was kind of spinning violently, his whole body levitated for a few seconds in the air. I remember that very clearly, even today. After that was happening, the head nun ran and brought a very old cross from the monastery and put it on his chest. The man immediately fell down on the floor, and he was subdued. After that, he kind of like woken up from a deep sleep and walked out of the monastery.